Sharon.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And yourself? Thanks for taking time to join us here on The Drive with Rob and Roz. We're so excited that you're going to be coming out once again to South Africa on the 25th of November. My first question to you is, I mean, it's been a long time, okay? The last time you guys were here was in 2003 for Mandela's birthday. What do you remember from that event?
Whoa, that was a lot of fun. It was just so great to celebrate his birthday and such an honor to do it. It came about because we'd met him a couple of months earlier when he was receiving an honorary degree in Galway. And it was quite a funny occasion because there were a lot of sort of, you know, politicians and different people in the room and, you know, professors. And we were, you know, brought in to sort of be the band, and we were, you know, just the four of us playing acoustically. So if you can imagine sort of like a ballroom sort of in front of you and tables around you, like it's like a sort of wedding sort of event sort of thing, but there was like nobody on the ballroom floor, and we were just playing there going, does anybody like this, you know? And then all of a sudden there's this guy on the dance floor dancing, and it was Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
He jumped out onto the dance floor and he got everything going. Then he asked us to come down to Johannesburg for his 85th birthday. And that was just amazing. And then also we did 46664 in Cape Town. So some like amazing memories from, you know, the history of our career and the people that we got to perform with at that time.
Another one of your events that I saw, and I was actually really jealous, the fact that you guys got to go out to Clarkson's Farm and perform at his at his pub. Talk to me about how that gig came about, and what was it like? What's the farm actually like? I've always wondered.
Oh, it's amazing. And, I live in Madrid, so I wasn't really, I didn't know much about the show. So I'm a bit sort of out of the scene in the UK or whatever, less so now. But when I started watching the show, it was so funny. It's just so damn funny. I love it. And just so real. The personalities in it are so real. I love how him and Lisa get on, and she calls him an Egypt, which is so Irish. It was great. The farm's amazing. The farm shop is great. Very interesting sort of gifts and stuff designed by Lisa, which have a really funny twist on them. Jeremy's great fun. And then performing in the pub, it was just good crack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just sort of lovely as Irish people to be in a, you know, English pub and everybody messing around enjoying the fun of, you know, Irish music. So it was good.
You mentioned Egypt and a whole bunch of other Irish terms. To us, a lot of that doesn't feel like English or sound like English, but we're just as bad. So just to refresh some of your knowledge, right? 2003 was the last time you guys were here. So I want to put you to the test. I want to throw some South African slang terms at you and see whether or not you can figure out what each word means.
Okay.
So here in South Africa, if we say the word China, what do you think we are referring to?
It's something breakable.
It's actually a really good guess. Okay, so no, if someone calls you China, it basically means like friend. Okay, so if somebody would thank you, they'd say, thank you, my China. And it's just a term of affection and refers to a person or a friend, someone that you're friendly with. Another one that I'm interested to find out if you can get this one. The word babalus.
Babalus.
Babalus, yes.
Oh my gosh, you're really challenging me here. How would I know? Bubbleless. I'll make it up. It's like froth on the top of a beer.
Well, actually, you're onto something. If you have too much of that froth, you're going to have a bubbleless the next day. It's the South African term for hangover.
What? No, so good. Fun.
And then this one is an English word, but we have a very different usage of the word, okay? If we talk about robots or if we say at the robot, what do you think we're referring to?
Holy God. I'm like bent over here going, my hands on my brow going, what on earth? At the robot.
Yes, if I said turn left, is it like, at the robot.
Turn left, is it like the my God, the changing signal, or 100%.
100%. It's the what you would call a traffic light.
Right.
So
Oh, I got it.
don't get
Yay.
confused if you if, when you guys are in Pretoria and they're trying to give you directions and they say skip two robots and then turn right, then skip two traffic lights and then turn right. I wanted to find out what can we expect on the 25th of November from the performance and all of those excited fans that have got their tickets and will be coming out to SunBet Arena to see you. What can we look forward to?
Well, when we're on stage, we bring a lot of joy and a great love of music. I think in a in the world that we're in these days, that is just upside down and inside out, and going in very dark directions and then some light directions. It's time to take a break and get back into the moment and be with people in sort of perfect union and perfect harmony. We are going to play a lot of songs from Talking Corners, obviously, as it's the Talking Corners tour. And we will play a range of songs from across our other albums. And maybe a sort of f a few more sort of deeply traditional songs, which I think really resonate with people. So there'll be sort of a bit of diddly eye going on. Do you know what that means?
No, I don't. You can school me on that one.
Diddly eye is like jigs and reels where you get up and dance to,
Okay.
So there'll be a lot of that going on, and it's a lovely arc of a show. So you get the full sort of range of emotions on it.
Well, we look forward to seeing you guys live in concert back again after so many years. I'm looking forward to it, and I know everyone that has tuned into the show this week and today, they're getting their tickets and they're looking forward to it. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you so much for having a chat to us. And don't be shocked if we give you guys an encore, if you see what I did there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Only right.
Awesome stuff. We'll see you on the 25th of November out in Pretoria. Travel safe.
Thank you. See you then.